We head now to the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line. That's Michelle Smallman. I'm Randy Carricker. This is 101 ESPN. And Cardinal outfielder Lars Nootbaar joins us on Carricker and Smallman. Lars, thanks for taking some time with us this morning. We appreciate it. How are you doing?
Great. How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
We're thrilled that you're with us. And number one, this is your first trip in the major leagues to New York. Is it open, and have you had the opportunity to walk around a little bit?
Yeah, I have. Yesterday, or we got in actually two nights ago. So yesterday, woke up and walked around and had the New York local Harrison Bader kind of take us around. So me and Kidman walked around a little bit with him and showed us some of his spots. We went to Essa Bagel, so that was pretty good. But yeah, just kind of walked around. First time really in New York City my entire life, so trying to get it all in as much as possible.
Well, a good trip so far, Lars. A huge win for your Cardinals last night, 7-0. Take Randy and I inside the clubhouse after a big win like last night.
Yeah, I mean, after a big win, it's pretty fun. Obviously, we walk in there, there's music playing, we have the same playlist going, so everyone kind of knows which songs are coming. You know, coaches are going around giving handshakes and high fives and throwing the players. And yesterday, too, it was Monday Night Football, so all the guys were kind of jumping after that. And obviously, you know, after a win like that, it's nothing but good feels.
So it's the same playlist every night. Who's in charge of the tunes?
I want to say at home it's Jack, and then Jack has that playlist Flaherty, and then Jack gives it to somebody else. But I'm not exactly sure on the road who it is. I just know at home Jack's on the mic.
Lars, you've been playing sports for basically your entire life. What's it like, though, to be in a pennant race in September?
It's unlike anything else, that's for sure. It's not like the Little League playoffs. It's cool waking up every morning. I was talking to a group of people at one of Wayno's events, you know, last week, and I was just saying being able to wake up in St. Louis, you know, playing for the Cardinals and then knowing that we're in this hunt, there's no feeling like it. There's nothing I've ever experienced playing sports before that compares to this. And so you know, I'm glad I'm experiencing it firsthand, and obviously St. Louis being such a baseball town, it's awesome. So very thankful for the opportunity.
Lars, is there someone that you've leaned on as far as mentorship is concerned since you've gotten up to St. Louis, or is there a player in particular who's given you good advice on how to adjust to the major leagues?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been optioned up and down three times this year, so I've kind of known myself, you know, the roller coaster of emotions that it can be, and then I've gotten to experience, you know, some sort of successes and then failures as well. So, you know, obviously myself, but Harrison's really done a good job. You know, after a good game, he'll text me, and after a bad game, he'll text me and reach out and make sure I'm doing all right. But also, you know, the older vets like Yachty and Karp and Nolan and Goldie and those guys, they've been around the game so long, and they've seen it all. And so being able to lean on guys like that, you know, Nolan's obviously been so great to me, and I can ask him what he's seen when I'm at the plate or vice versa. And, you know, I just kind of keep him positive because I don't really have much, you know, I don't have much I can lend to him. But all those vets have been great to me. Harrison's been great to me as well. He's kind of taking me under his wing as an outfielder, defensively and then offensively as well.
Cardinals outfielder Lars Nootbaar with us on 101 ESPN. What's it like having an outfield where you guys are all pretty much around the same age, whether it's Tyler, Harrison, Dylan, and yourself?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, our pitching staff's around the same age, but different ages than the outfielders,
right,
for sure. We have a real good group out there. We all get along real well. Like you said, we're all in similar ages, and it helps us that way socially too. So off the field, it's nice. You know, we can go out and grab a dinner, and we're real friendly with each other. But being outfielders, being able to gel so well, you know, I think that's a huge factor. And so when we go out there and play defense, you know, we kind of have this, you know, good connection out there. So having an outfield crew like that's real, real great. And Tyler and Dylan and Harrison have been nothing but good to me.
Hey, Lars, I want you, because our afternoon show has fun with your entire name, Lars Taylor Tetsui Nootbaar. That's what they call you every time. I want you to give us the background of Lars Taylor Tetsui Nootbaar.
Okay, so Lars was, I think it was just a name on a list. They had like a list of whatever 10 names, and they went down, it got down to a few names, and then my grandma, you know, brought up this Lars name, whatever. My mom's Japanese, and so L's and R's are tough for them, and then also having S's at the end of the names are tough. So we decided to put all three of those into one four-letter name and use that. Taylor is a family name from generations ago on my dad's side, obviously. Tatsuji is my grandpa's name on my mom's side, Japanese side. And then Nubar, obviously, stems from my father's side.
So I want to, it's Tatsuji, that part is the J we pronounce. Okay.
We pronounce the J. We pronounce the J.
Got it. Okay.
Lars, what does it feel like for you when you make a play or you step into the box and you hear people chanting Newt?
People argue about this and they think I'm lying, but it's the first time I've ever gotten it in my entire life. It's the first time anybody's really called me that before. So it's pretty unbelievable. The first time I stepped in Bush and I got that, I didn't know exactly, you know, what it was, but then, thankfully I got a base hit and that at bat. And then once I reached first base, they started chanting it again. So I was like, okay, it wasn't Bruce, it was Newt. And then, but since then, you know, they've kept strong with it and I love it. I really do love it. It locks me in. I kind of look forward to it every time I go up there. I make a play or the ball's in the air, and I still haven't even yet made a play. So the energy that they bring is second to none.
That's awesome. And now that you mentioned that you loved it, I'm sure the fans are going to be giving it to you even more. But Lars, you mentioned the Adam Wainwright Big League Impact Q&A. I was there and got to listen to you and Tommy Edman and Adam Wainwright speak to the crowd. And one thing that you shared with the group that I didn't know, we know that you played baseball at USC, but I didn't realize that you were almost the starting quarterback for USC football. Can you explain how that went down and how you ended up playing baseball as opposed to football for USC?
Well, I think Wayno stretched it a little bit, and he gave me a little bit too much credit. But, yeah, I mean, in high school, I was getting recruited a little bit by USC. They would come out to the practices, and they told me that, you know, after my freshman year, they'd like for me to have gone out and play football for them. But, again, I played my freshman year. My coaches in baseball wanted me to go play summer ball and get more at-bats in summer ball. So I ended up doing that and then never walking on to the football team and doing all that because I was under the baseball scholarship. So I was under kind of their control a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, I played more than I expected to my freshman year, so I kind of just, you know, stuck to baseball. But football is something I played growing up. I started in elementary school, played through middle school and high school. And then got a little bit recruited, but yeah, you know, Wayno definitely gave me a good amount of credit at that Q&A, that's for sure.
Yeah, here I am thinking that it came down to you and Sam Darnold, that you could have been.
That could be the story if you wanted to be. It could have been me and Sam, and then I just said, you know what, Sam, you can take it. I'll play baseball, and then boom. That's what I
Well, that's how an urban legend is born, because here I am thinking that you chose baseball and altered his path, Lars. But speaking of the Trojans, with Clay Helton getting fired, is there somebody out there that you would like to be the head coach of USC football?
Yeah, I've heard a couple of names going around. Obviously, with Urban Meyer taking that Jaguars job, that's kind of the first name that a lot of people pop up and they hear about. But I don't know how many years. I'm assuming it's a, you know, 4 to 5 year contract that he's had with the Jaguars. But from what I'm hearing, it's the University of Cincinnati's current head coach's job to take if he wants it, and if not, then I'm here. Bob Stoops over from Oklahoma. So those two names are pretty interesting, but you know, I'm hoping pretty soon we can get back to that power regime, because there's a couple guys in the locker room, and you know, Nolan walks in every day and, you know, looks disappointed at me like I'm doing something wrong, that I'm playing on the field or something. But he's a big USC fan, so he's always kind of giving me crap about USC, you know, when they underperform. So yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly who it's going to be, but hopefully it's somebody that can turn that program back around.
And finally, Lars, before we let you go, you're playing in the Big League Impact Fantasy Football League, and we had a tough week. We had Rodgers and Devontae Adams, which didn't go particularly well.
Yikes.
And you and I and you and us and Adam were all kind of in the same area. What hurt you in week one of this Fantasy Football League?
You know what? We didn't get a preseason this year. My fantasy team didn't, so I'm not gonna. As a whole, we kind of struggled a little bit. So I just think that's the the week one jitters. I think next week we'll be all right. We'll step back on the field. I will say though, my big league impact team didn't do well, but this my fantasy team with the Cardinals crushed, and I actually played Waino this week, and probably I think I beat him by like 50 or something like that.
Oh my.
So I can hang my hat a little bit on the big league impact one, and trust me, I'm looking forward to coming back in that one. But it is nice always beating Waino, that's for sure.
Well, thank you for that bit of information, because we talk to Adam every Wednesday, Lars, and we'll be sure to bring that up.
Trash talker, is there?
Yeah, no, exactly. That's the thing. I say one thing, and all of a sudden, now tomorrow. I'm just, I appreciate that, guys.
No problem. Hey, congratulations on getting into this pennant race and having some fun at the major league level. Have fun the rest of this trip to New York, and have fun the rest of the way. Hopefully the Cardinals will make it to the playoffs again.
Thank you so much. Yeah, hopefully. Let's go Cards.
All right, take care. That is Lars Nootbaar with us on 101 ESPN, and again, it's Lars Taylor Tatsuji Nootbaar. So pronounce the J.